You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, I spoke to Lisa Woods today. We were speaking about Amnesty International's campaign looking at the systemic review of the Otago Correctional Facility and some injustices we saw within that review. The review was from October of 2020, I believe. I will hand it over to her to explain more.
Yeah, well, with this report, you know, what we've seen again is an inspection into a prison that's raised very serious human rights concerns across a number of areas, from the use of force to privacy. You know, certainly one of the most pressing issues raised in the report was a concern about the use of force in prison. And actually the high use of pepper spray had previously been raised as an issue at this facility. So obviously this is something that is deeply concerning that it's come up again.
Now, another thing was one of the most pressing issues raised was the use of force against people in prison, including the use of pepper spray.
Yeah, look, we've been hearing a steady stream of concerns around pepper spray. And so one of the things that we think is clearly needed is actually a bit more scrutiny and actually a review into the use of force more generally. We are, as I said, we're hearing ongoing issues, and some of the examples of concerns that the Ombudsman raised in the instance of this inspection was, you know, the inconsistent use of de-escalation techniques, the use of unprofessional language, and one of the incidents has been identified, was identified by the prison as an unlawful use of force. So clearly there are very deep issues going on here that we think warrant a wider investigation across the prison system.
On that note, where do you start with that?
Absolutely, yeah. And because it needs to be across the prison system. And one of the other issues that they raised in the investigation of this facility was also the issue of proper reporting around the use of pepper spray. And the issue of proper reporting is something that we've also raised concerns about in different instances as well. So you have to look at this whole system. And, you know, when you're not having proper reporting, then you can't necessarily see where the violations or the issues are occurring, which itself creates a huge issue. So I think there's there's a bigger problem here that's going on. And so I think what we'd really like to see the Minister and Corrections do is really step up and, one, recognise that this is a problem. You know, how many more examples do we need to see of people being harmed before they're willing to step up and say, actually, something's going on here? So the first thing we need is the Minister and Corrections to step up and say and recognise there is an issue there. And then think about how they can review the use of force across the prison system, and thinking about not just the regulations, but actually, you know, what's happening on the ground. Is the reporting and the monitoring, the way that we approach that, is that working? Is that as strong as it should be? You know, where are the issues and why are these instances occurring?
Another thing which the report indicated was the needs of people with a disability.
You know, absolutely. You know, one of the report noted that a number of respondents had noted to the Ombudsman that they did not feel supported with their disability needs. And the report also noted that staff said there were not always enough accessible cells for people who needed them. And that's just not good enough. You know, we need to be making sure that, you know, people in prison and their needs, they feel supported, that they're able to live there with dignity. And clearly issues like that raise concern about whether or not that's happening. And so that's something that needs to be addressed immediately.
Yeah, and I guess another thing which an inconsistency lies is a limited access to cultural support and cultural activities as well. On that note, do you think that with more access to cultural support and cultural activities, that would greatly improve the rehabilitation period, and I guess the point of prison, that being to ensure that you don't turn to a life of crime or trouble?
Yeah, it's really fundamental, isn't it, to all of us as people, you know, that we have access to cultural support and cultural programs and activities that support us as, you know, who we are as human beings. And it was definitely a concern that the report noted that a common theme of feedback was a lack of access to cultural support and cultural programs and activities. And the report also noted that, you know, several people spoke about the absence of a kaupapa Māori unit in any of the South Island prisons. So these are definitely things that need to be addressed, you know, immediately, and they're really fundamental to, you know, people's well-being and dignity.
The CCTV surveillance was another big one that was highlighted by the report.
Yeah, deeply concerning. So the inspection found that some people in the prison were under CCTV surveillance, and that included while undressing, showering and going to the toilet, which is a, you know, huge affront to privacy and dignity. Essentially, this was happening in what's called the Intervention Support Unit, which is a dedicated facility for people who were deemed vulnerable. But, you know, it's a significant privacy issue. And one of the things the report raised was that other prisons, you know, have implemented technology that actually blacks out the toilet area, you know, to protect people's privacy. So this is a huge issue and something that, again, you know, the prison needs to be fixing immediately. It just should not be happening.
Yeah. Now, is there anything else that you'd want to touch on? We've obviously gone through what the report has highlighted. We've talked about what needs to be done going forward. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on going forward in regards to this issue?
Yeah, I think the thing that, you know, we just keep seeing is this clear pattern of serious human rights issues in prisons being raised across the country. And what that really indicates is that deep transformational structural change is needed. We can't just tinker around the edges and fix a policy here or fix a policy there. Deep transformation is needed. And whilst, that probably sounds very immense, you know, on the other hand, there are pathways forward, such as those set up by Anaya Tonone. So what we really want to see is, you know, the Minister, you know, continue to take bold steps towards transformation.
That was Lisa Woods, the campaign director from Amnesty International, speaking about the latest Ombudsman review of the Otago Corrections Facility and how it highlights systemic issues and the treatment of people in prison.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.